Linebackers are asked to do a lot. Fill the holes on running plays, blitz the quarterback, cover a tight end or a running back going out for a pass, and hit people hard. Make them think twice about coming into your area. Josh Pringle fit the bill for the turn of the decade Dutch. He was technically a four-year player, getting on the field for one snap during the playoffs in his freshman fall of 2007. He took over as a starter in 2008 and became one of the best to ever play the position in Marion County. Blaine Forsythe, now Pella's offensive coordinator, was 1 year older than Pringle, but said the two were teammates for many years, dating back to their elementary days in the Marshalltown Football League.
He was probably the hardest hitting kid on our team for sure, if not in the whole league. And, you know, Josh was just a hard-nosed player. He was super athletic. And I can tell you as a quarterback, I'm glad I wasn't getting hit by him.
Pringle hit a lot of people. Hard. In his three seasons, he racked up a whopping 215 tackles, including 17 and a half behind the line of scrimmage. 96 of those tackles came in his senior season of 2010, when Pringle was named first team All-State. Coach Jay McKinstry says that his enjoyment of the game was a key to Pringle's success.
I would consider Josh maybe one of the most passionate football players I've ever coached. And we're talking Josh was passionate every practice and in every game. That class in 2010 had so much fun and enjoyment playing the game of football. And Josh was a leader of that.
Pringle wasn't just a tackling machine for the Little Dutch. He intercepted 7 passes in his career and recovered 5 fumbles, taking one of each back all the way for a touchdown. And he was a dependable receiver as well.
He wasn't our number one receiver, but he was somebody who you could rely on to go catch the ball no matter where it was at. He was just so athletic that he was going to go up for it, go get it, and you knew he was going to make some kind of play for you, a reliable target for me.
That was Forsythe again, who connected with Pringle 39 times for over 600 yards and 5 touchdowns in Josh's sophomore and junior seasons. Teague Klein took over behind center in 2010, and Pringle caught 24 more passes with 5 more scores.
Throw set formation for Klein, the quarterback. Little swing pass to Pringle on the near side. Pringle trying to hold onto the football and has run out of bounds. Here's a swing pass on the left side with some running room over there and a first down for Pella. And the receiver, Josh Pringle, is able to get out of bounds.
Those highlights are courtesy of the Iowa High School Sports Network from the 2010 state semifinals, Pringle's final high school football game, a loss to Solon. It was the third straight year the Little Dutch had made it to the Dome, all with Pringle as a starter. I had a chance to catch up with Josh on the phone recently. He's been with the U.S. Army since 2015 and is currently stationed at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. He says that his favorite memories are from the run to Pella's first ever state championship game in 2009. The state had doubled the size of the 3A playoff field from 16 to 32 just the year before. Otherwise, the 09 Dutch would have been left out. They entered that year with high expectations after making it to the Dome in 2008, but battled injuries and started 3-3. Then the fun began as Pella finished the regular season on a 3-game winning streak before ripping off 4 straight playoff wins to get to the finals for the first time ever.
We beat Williamsburg, who was by far and away the best team in the state. You know, they had Austin Blythe as a lineman, a defensive lineman, and they had, I think, the best rushing offense in 3A at that point. And then we went on to beat Grinnell, who beat us in the regular season. And then we beat Centerville. We had the rematch with Centerville at home, and they beat us in the regular season, too. And they had, like, Tanner Susan, who was a top 5 rusher in 3A. New Hampton, we beat New Hampton in the Dome for the first round, and they had a couple running backs that were in the top 10 at least for rushing. And then obviously we came up short against Harlan, but I think that's the thing that pops up the most.
Pringle vividly remembers a specific play against Williamsburg that set the whole thing in motion.
That was probably the most nervous I've ever been for a game. We were on defense first, and that very first play, the quarterback fumbled the ball to trying to hand it off to Cord Slaymaker, the running back, and that ball bounced like perfectly through the gap in the line and right into my arms. And after that, it was just like I never looked back. Like I knew we were going to win.
I asked Pringle what he thought the key was to the success of his Little Dutch teams and the teams that have come after that have continued to raise the bar of the Pella football program. He referenced the T in TLCBF.
To me, it's trusting your coaches and buying into the system. Coach Mack has done an unbelievable job of building a culture there where it's, you know, we're trying to improve you as a person, and football comes second to being a person. So, you know, you get a bunch of good guys that are buying into what the coaches are saying and believing and trusting that belief system that they install.
Some of the members of our all-decade team are still in high school. Pringle is one of the elder statesmen of the team. He played his last game nearly a full decade ago, November 15, 2010. But he says the core values of Pella football, trust, love, commitment, belief, and faith, are still with him to this day.
We have our Army values, and those kind of, actually a few of them translate over. So it's been an easy transition for me and the Army to instill that into the guys below me and the guys that I'm trying to help bring up among the ranks in the Army too. So it's got a great translation.
Thank you for your service, Josh. And thanks for the memories from an era of Pella High football that raised the bar just another notch. Josh Pringle, linebacker, Marion County All-Decade Team. Reporting for KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.